Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 6th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And as always, if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board and part of Marcus Today in the community that we try and foster. MarcusToday.com.au is the website. You can sign up for a free 2-week trial if you're not yet a member. We do have a fantastic Facebook group as well, with members sharing insights and recommendations and some of the things that we're talking about there. And it's also a very well-behaved group, I would say, as well. So love to have you on board as part of our community. In the meantime, we will go through, as always, the scores on the doors, and not particularly nice scores on the doors last night coming out of the US. Remarkably, though, the SPY futures was only down 10 points. I suspect that might be a little optimistic given some of the moves, but we will see. We did have the Dow Jones closing down 405 points, or 1.04%. It was off its low. 532 points down was its low. It did have a high, if you can call it a high, of minus 83, but it closed at 38,585. The Nasdaq got clobbered, down 1.7%, 268 points, 15,940, back below the 16,000 level. And that was, unfortunately, the S&P 500 as well, down 52 points, or 1.02%. Not even in the middle for diddle today, a little bit better than both of those, 5,079. The Russell 2000, down around 1%, 21 points, 2,054. As I said, the ASX SPY futures down 10 points. So certainly showing a little bit of optimism in the face of adversity there. Yesterday we were down a measly 12 points, but as usual, there was a lot going on beneath the surface. And yesterday we did see iron ore stocks really helping the market, and gold stocks, I guess, a little bit of sentiment there. Resources were better yesterday, up around 0.4%. Banks down 0.7%. Now, of course, some of the US fall was predicated on those tech stocks falling out of bed. There has been a little bit of bad news coming out from the Apple camp in terms of sales of iPhones in China. And we've also seen some bad news coming out in the Tesla camp as well. Again, sales in China. So not such good news coming out of the US. And, of course, we do have the Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell in front of the House on Wednesday, testifying there. So the market is waiting with bated breath. Never has so much breath been baited as we are waiting for Jerome Powell to talk about the likely trajectory of interest rates. US 10-year yields 4.139, down 8.2 basis points. 2 years, 4.552, down 5.8 basis points. The Aussie 10-year got walloped, 4.04. yield. It was 4.10, so yields falling, which means that bonds are rising, but it hasn't really translated through to the equity market. So that is certainly of interest today. As I say, SPY futures only down 10 points today. Suspect some of the reasoning was the news coming out of China yesterday, but not an awful lot of change there. That 5% GDP target there. Bitcoin had an almighty run up to 68,69,000, nearly hitting all-time highs for the first time in 2 years. It's hitting a peak, but it came off in the end, down 6% according to our numbers, 63,192. The Aussie dollar, well, I've got to say, if I was a currency trader, I'd be yawning like crazy. 65.03 doesn't seem to ever leave the 65 kind of zone at the moment. The US dollar index down a James Bond, or 0.07, and we did see that one a little bit easier. US stocks, though, Nvidia, well, that just is Teflon. It does not ever seem to want to go down, up 0.9%. AMD only down 0.1%, but Netflix down 2.8%. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 1.6%. Tesla down 3.9%. Amazon 1.9% down. Alphabetti Spaghetti down 0.3%. Apple down 2.8% on the back of that news from iPhone sales. Interestingly, of course, Warren Buffett recently sold a big chunk of his Apple holding. Now, he is a smart guy. Bank of America up 0.7, Wells Fargo up 1.4, Goldman's down 0.3, Morgan Stanley down 1% as well. CBA overseas was down 1.1%. Not an awful lot happening in European banks. ResMed got hit 1.7% down as well. So some weakness. I have to say, surprised that our SPY is only down 10 points. Looking at commodities last night, we did see the oil price tick lower, 80 cents, 82.10, around 1% lower. WTI down 56 cents, 79.10, down 0.7%. Gold for Australia, as they say, has been the big winner. I'm not sure how long it's going to last. We have seen that blow-off top in the Bitcoin. Will we see a blow-off top in the gold price? $13 higher, 0.6%. 2,129. Platinum, though, down 2%. Silver down 0.8%. Copper down 0.4%. Nickel down 0.8%. I noticed this morning Goldman Sachs has come out and said that the nickel and lithium bear market is far from over. And I'll get onto lithium in a minute. We did see aluminium down 0.4%, zinc up 0.4%, lead down 0.4%, ton unchanged, iron ore slightly easier. So that'll be the end of the BHP Rio and Fortescue rally. We also saw uranium easier as well. And lithium in China yesterday fell around 7%. Now, that has had a pretty mighty effect on lithium stocks overseas. Albemarle dropped nearly 18% as it launched a capital raise to plug a funding gap and also have working capital for its processing plant in WA and Chile. Down 17.9%. SQM down 7.4%. We had the likes of Arcadium down 12.2%. So it's fair to say, I would imagine it's going to be a smidgling of carnage today in the lithium market. We did see a hint of that yesterday. Pilbara was down 7%, but we are going to see further weakness today. In terms of other overseas miners, BHP down 1% overseas. ADRs for Rio down 1.6%. Freeport McMoRan down 3.1%. We had Teck Resources down 1.8%. And as I say, those lithium stocks really under pressure. Sigma down 7%. In US oil and gas stocks, Exxon was up 1.2%. Chevron up 0.5% there. All right, well, let's look to our own market. Today, of course, we do have the GDP numbers coming out at 11:30. ANZ says it has agreed to sell 16.5% shareholding as AMMB Holdings, AmBank. Via a block trade at a price of $1.25 a piece. It will reduce ANZ shareholding in AmBank from 21.7 to 5.2%. It will increase ANZ's CETI ratio, the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio, by approximately 16 basis points. So interesting news for ANZ this morning. In other news out, there's not a lot out. We've got Magellan Financial reporting total funds under management, $37.2 billion versus $36.3 billion. So that is good. That is up for Magellan. Now, of course, as always, the devil is in the detail, because having funds under management when the market goes up, as it has done, that increases your funds under management. So it's important to look at the net inflows and outflows, and they experienced net outflows of only 0.2 billion, retail outflows of 0.1 billion, and institutional outflows of 0.1 billion as well. So somewhat better numbers coming out from Magellan, to say the least, this morning. So maybe that'll help them. Let's have a look at any other news. Metcash has completed its oversubscribed SPP to raise $60 million at $3.35 a share. Growthpoint Properties Australia has appointed Ross Lees as CEO and MD. He's anticipated to commence on the 1st of July there. And let's see if we've got any broker moves. We've got speculation that Endeavour Group could look to sale or partial sale and leaseback arrangements, that it would look to optimise its partnership value, and it's interpreted by some as the company looking into a sale and leaseback opportunities within its property portfolio. We also saw yesterday as well Iress having a bit of a flip up on potential moves to take the company, out. Thomas Bravo was mentioned there. I think IRIS has come out this morning and denied that they had had any conversations with anybody regarding any takeover. But the stock did flip around 12% higher yesterday on the back of that. But IRIS out talking that they had had no conversations there. Response to ASX query, not aware of such information, not in discussions, not in receipt of a proposal there. So that's the IRIS update. A little bit of broker research out. Sigma Health initiated overweight at Barrenjoey. Target price there $1.30. DLI and Wildcat WC8 in the lithium space has initiated coverage from Barrenjoey. Wildcat Resources overweight, 80 cent target. Delta Lithium has a neutral with a 30 cent target. They're currently trading at around 32 cents there. PWR has received a $985,000 Australian government grant for its MMX technology. I'm sure you're all gagging to hear about that one. And that, as they say, is pretty much it. There was some news on BHP and Rio. Liberum Capital has downgraded BHP and Rio in London. BHP downgraded to a hold from a buy, and Rio the same, to a hold from a buy. I'm sure we're going to get more stuff coming out of China today. But in the meantime, SPY Futures showing a loss of 10 points. I reckon that'll be a major result if we can keep the market lost to 10 points, given the 400-point fall on the Dow and also that crack in commodities. Again, we may see resources under pressure as well. But that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.